from the town of Moses Lake. Standing at a towering 5'9", 6 foot on dating profiles. The smoothest voice this side of the Mississippi. Our resident high school debate judge. The judge of 24 high school debates. The mountain, the Moses, the molasses, the mediator. Mitchell Bowser.
Hailing from the land of at least 10 lakes, kind of a college dropout. He got his start playing the whitest sport of all, lacrosse. Rounding out our starting lineup at 6'5", 82 pounds, put your hands together for Ethan Flint!
I love that.
I'm ready for this game. I'm hyped now. This song is so good.
What sport are we playing?
I don't know. I need to go at... like in like an hour to play some pickleball. So let's just pretend I'm going to go play pickleball. You can play whatever you want.
So no, we'll pretend it's a one-on-one pickleball match.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
That would make most sense. Yeah.
Wow. What a banger.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Adam. No. Who made that song?
The Alan Parsons Project. Yeah. Alan.
Yes. Our buddy Alan.
Oh man.
With the absolute banger. The Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
Let's have him on the podcast, I think.
It's a whole project. So what is that, like 4 or 5 people? How many people's project?
I don't know how many people are in that project. A good amount.
It's like a pride of lions.
Yeah.
A project of music.
Alan Parsons Project. Let's see how easy this is. There's 2 guys in the photo. So it's just 2 people. All
right, so we're going to go with 2.
Nice.
Because I thought for a second there, if you search up like Alan Parsons Project, it would pull up some like... ninth graders named Alan Parsons and his project on like Google Slides or something like that. What's the other one?
Prezi. Yeah.
It's just going to be a Prezi link for his project.
Those are classic. Oh man.
I like lizards.
I like lizards. Very beautiful creatures.
Yeah. Books are my favorite lizards.
Bagel.
Hey, how's your week been going?
It's been good.
Nice.
Went to a hockey game.
Oh, fun.
Sunday night. Yeah, it's been nice. We've actually been getting off work early right now.
Really?
Which has been super sick. Yeah, we're getting off at like 4. You know, this coming weekend we're getting off at 3. So I'm working 9 times 3, which is a number, I'm sure.
24?
27.
27. Dang it. This is where I'm terrible at math. I originally thought it was 21, and then I thought, no, it's higher than that. It's 24.
What is 9 times 7?
21.
It's 63. What is that? 9 times 7. That's 7 days a week.
Oh, I thought you said 3 times 7. 21.
What's 9 times? How did I accidentally fire up Spirit?
What's 9 plus 10?
9 times 3.
27.
Okay.
Yeah. It's absolutely 27.
Nice work, me.
Yeah, good job.
No, I'm proud of myself, dude. Mental math. Anyways.
That might as well have been a Bagel University segment right there.
We'll call that Bagel U.
Impromptu.
Anyways, I'm working 27 hours and getting paid for 40.
Dang.
Which is very sick.
Slow season in the shipping realm of this one clothing brand that you guys are in charge of?
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it is. All our stuff's backed up in Vancouver.
Oh. Good.
So, we're waiting.
Googler.
Okay.
Well,
but yeah, it's been a good week. It's been super chill. How was your week?
Well, I was going to say I got sent home from work early too today. So that's kind of fun.
Slow time in the businesses these days.
Yeah.
From schools to supply chains.
Yeah. Somebody on our team is leaving. So we had like a goodbye lunch and then they just said, you can just leave after lunch. So it's like, why not?
Dude, more people should leave every day.
I know. Just after lunch, just head home. It'd be awesome.
Half days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Maybe we could do a like Gold Star cancellation thing later, because I do have a few things that I have been interested by recently. But I don't know if anything too crazy has happened. Yesterday, I did go play pickleball, and it was like a great day in Ohio yesterday.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Just fantastic. And it was like the first time since, I don't know, September, maybe, that I've like... went and done something outside, and then afterwards just walking back to your car, it just feels like, you know, spring, summer. I got like bit by a couple mosquitoes yesterday, which was just great. You know,
you're just like, this is fantastic.
I know. I'm like, I'll complain about this probably in June, but right now I'm not gonna, you know? So yeah, good day. I'm going to go play after this, but it is all my windows are both, the blinds are up, so I can't see anything, but apparently it's supposed to be pretty gross out tonight. So I don't know if I'll actually get to play, but we'll try.
It's supposed to get some thunderstorms tonight. That's what I saw.
Yeah. So one of my coworkers said maybe tornado. So that's not fun, but we'll see.
Tornado.
Ew, yeah.
Well, it's got to be like the warm front we're feeling all day yesterday and today. And then another cold front kind of hitting right over us.
Yeah. Truly don't know how tornadoes are formed, but they're pretty scary to me. But
I saw a video today of a, like, it was like a video being like just guys driving in the storm and then like lightning struck. And then you could see just this wall that was a tornado,
oh like my a couple, gosh.
Like off to the right of them. And then it was like, oh, never mind. Like, that's could you imagine wild. Driving at night and you're like, wow, the storm's pretty bad. You see the lightning and then just a giant tornado.
That is scary. That's really,
I mean,
scary.
You'd probably be made aware via other, you know, things, but I think that'd be kind of crazy.
You'd think, but yeah.
Wow. Evening. Would I don't you know ever, why I thought like,
oh, go for it.
I don't know why I thought like tornadoes went to bed too, but they happen at night too. Just as a PSA for everybody, they don't go to bed.
Tornadoes are like Sigma males. They stay on that grind day and night.
Yeah. They're grind set.
Yeah.
Yo, when a tornado starts, dude, good luck stopping it. And that's the same mentality I have towards my vitamin company.
When you're on spring break, your tornado is appeasing the stockholders. What? I know so little about finance that is my one buzzword, is appease the stockholders.
Dude, yeah. Everything for the stockholders. Increase shareholder value. That's the main thing we're trying to do.
Oh, that's what I was trying to think of. Dang it.
Same idea. Shareholders are stockholders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Interchangeable. Oh,
you did the thumbs up thing.
I don't know how.
It's awesome. Wow. That is fun.
I wonder if...
Would you ever chase a storm?
Yeah, I would chase a storm for sure, dude.
I would.
Have you not thought about it?
I do not like storms.
I kind of like it. I would get a big old, maybe I have thought of this before, I have definitely. I would get something that's lower to the ground. So actually like a PT Cruiser, as dumb as they are looking, they make a pretty good storm chaser vehicle, I feel like.
Wow.
And then if you just slam it, put some bigger tires on it, and then added some weight, I think you'd be super safe. The main thing is just making it heavy.
Hmm.
Heavy and low profile is what you want.
Gotcha. Because
like trucks are heavy, but they're so tall and wide on the sides.
Yeah.
So that's why they get blown over in big windstorms.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's why. So yes, definitely I would. You wouldn't?
No, I would not. I do not like storms. But I would skydive. So.
Skydive in a storm.
Ew. Yikes.
Why?
I would, if we're talking about Fortnite, I would skydive.
Okay,
in a
now
storm.
We're talking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, dude, you know what I've always kind of been confused about? How does lightning hit planes?
Oh,
because I thought lightning only goes like to ground itself into the earth.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess if it hits something on the way down, like, you know what I'm saying?
I guess that's what thunder is, like when they jump between clouds.
Really?
Yeah.
I have so much to learn.
I'll be honest. I'm just saying that because I remember hearing it in like second or third grade science, but I don't super know what lightning is or how that works.
Wow. Lightning is fascinating though. Yeah. I mean, I could look it up, but it's going to take a while to really grasp these concepts.
Oh yeah. It's going to be, I was just sitting here thinking like this might be a later tonight problem on YouTube.
What is lightning?
This might be my YouTube dinner time.
In three sentences.
Are you asking ChatGPT?
Lightning is a giant spark of electricity in the atmosphere between clouds, the air, and the ground. Okay, well, we know that. We know a little bit, and that is it. What is lightning in a sentence? Okay, so this is one of the like autofill things on Google. It like gives you these questions now. What is lightning in a sentence? Well, one man died when he was struck by lightning. So that's the answer to that. That solves it.
That's one answer to lightning. Like, that's so crazy.
Oh,
someone who's never seen it before, what is this? And they're like, well, someone died from it once. Like, that tells me nothing.
Yeah, gosh. Oh, brother. Well, later on, we can figure this out. But
yeah, man, for sure.
It is wild, dude. Okay, here's a question. Let's go over under or just like guess how many lightning strikes a day in the world. I'm going to go like 50,000. Oh, I feel like 50,
where they strike the earth or just while they're up in the sky?
Just in general, whatever Google gives us.
So both?
Sure.
Dude, I would say 15,000.
Okay. I'm going to go 50,000. How many lightning strikes per day? Ooh. Oh my gosh. 8 million. Oh my goodness.
I guess you won that.
It is estimated that 100 lightning flashes occur each second somewhere on the earth. No way.
Yo, where are these storms at?
I don't know. It says 44,000 lightning storms occur every day. Oh my gosh. That's insane. That is insane. I cannot believe that.
That is crazy, dude.
A lightning bolt can reach 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which Celsius listeners, I don't know what that is, but gosh.
54,000?
That's crazy.
Dude, how do people live when they get hit by lightning? 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit and you're chilling after that?
Lightning moves about 30,000 times faster than a bullet. Holy crap. I guess it's the speed of light, right?
Yeah, I guess that is light. Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh my gosh.
I know sound is, that's a mile.
Like the speed of sound?
Yeah, what's the speed of sound?
Okay, this is fun too. Speed of sound in MPH, because I have the speed of light.
Yeah.
Speed of sound, 767 miles per hour. Pretty fast, but not as fast as you'd think.
That's not crazy fast. We have planes that go faster than that.
Sound takes 5 seconds to travel a mile. But the speed of light, on the other hand, is 670 million miles per hour.
Oh, so there's a really big spread between those two.
Huge difference. That's so cool. Wow.
That's nuts. Wild. I think, isn't it like sound is waves and light is particles, and so it moves faster?
Sure.
Because it's photons versus sound waves, which are not actual anythings.
I guess.
Movements of air.
Yeah, that's another thing that I would need to like go ahead and research. But
yo, we gotta stop with these questions, man. I don't have enough meals in the day to get all this research done.
Yeah. Okay, here's a fun, I don't think I told you about this, but I was playing on Saturday night, had like a game night with some friends. We played this game called Wits and Wagers. Have you ever played this?
No.
It's pretty fun. It's like, it'll give you a prompt, like a question, that is like a number is an answer. So you have your answer to the question, everybody answers it, and then you can like wager chips kind of on different answers, and then whoever's right or closest wins. And then if you wagered for the one that won, you get points. And it's questions like, maybe the question is, what is the speed of sound in miles per hour? And then everybody would write a guess. Whoever's closest without going over wins. But it's just, you get some wild, like a wild range of answers. And one of the funniest ones that we had was, what is the height of the Sistine Chapel like ceiling? And so I actually was the closest. I think the answer was like 67 feet or something. I guess like 63 or something. So I did pretty well. But one of the girls said, actually, I want you to guess what this girl's guess was for how many feet tall is the Sistine Chapel ceiling? Because it was wild. Think of 100? A weird, like a crazy answer, and then triple it.
30,000.
She said 22,000 feet tall.
That's insane.
Which is 4 miles. Which is awesome.
What? Was that like a joke?
No. That is like 10,000 feet. She
earnestly said 10,000 feet plus 10,000 feet plus 2,000 feet.
Yeah. The depth of the Mariana Trench is 36,000. So it's like just shy of that. And, I'm getting a call. Dude. Decline. And height, what's Mount Everest? 28,000 or something? 29,000. So just shy of Mount Everest.
Did she, what was her justification?
Nothing. She just didn't.
Like, she thought it was the external height.
She just had a really, really tough academic moment, you know? But I just thought it was so funny. That's just.
Did anyone put chips on it?
No. Because it was like, you know, somebody said like 40 feet. I said like 60 something. Somebody said like 100. Somebody said like maybe 300, which is really tall. But. More reasonable. And then it was just a jump to 22,000. She's like, oh my gosh, either I'm winning or I am the dumbest person alive. So just hilarious.
A building being that tall too, like I think it'd be way more popular. Hey, how about our 4 mile high building?
Yeah, I just think that's so funny, especially if you then say, well, Mount Everest is 29,000, like, you know,
close to Mount Everest.
Just wild building. Just crazy. That's so
crazy.
Let me look that's up a couple.
Question too. I like that.
I'm gonna look up a couple.
It's like vague enough, but you have to use reference points to get a decent number.
Yeah. So we'll do like three of these because I think they're so fun. Oh, it flipped and told me the answer. What the? Okay. Oh. I gotta find a fun one because some of these aren't even that fun. Okay. No, I've had a fun one, but then I skipped it. Okay, I'll go back. How many matches did Muhammad Ali win during his professional boxing career? And then we'll say our answer in like a couple seconds. I don't even have a frame of reference, but I have my answer.
I don't either. I'm trying to think. I think I have an answer.
Okay. We'll say ours at the same time. 3, 2, 1. 45.
100.
Okay. 22,000.
I was going to go lower.
All right, let's see the answer. 38. Wow. I was close. I won. Wait, dang, no, I went over.
I was just thinking.
So we both lost.
We both went way over. Okay. Well, you didn't go way over. I feel like I was watching UFC last night, not on purpose. It was on at Roosters where I was eating dinner. But I was thinking, like, dude, how many fights, like, how close together do you think fighters fight? Like, they can't be just going, like, hockey teams.
No.
Fight on Wednesday, fight on Thursday. Like, that'd be crazy.
No, yeah. Probably, like, know. Two a month or
but
something,
I mean,
right?
That tells us a stat. 39 in his whole, in his, like, best, what year was it you said?
It didn't say.
Oh. So just in his entire fighting time?
Yeah, in the whole career.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
Wow.
Can't be that many.
Yeah. How many, like, games does a hockey season consist of?
It's like 89 is a regular season.
89?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. Because, like, baseball is obviously a lot of games, but it's not as taxing.
168.
Hockey seems more taxing than...
It might be 60-something, but I'm pretty sure it's 80-something.
That's still a lot. I mean, considering in football it's like 16 or something.
And then if you think about also, okay, let's add in the postseason, they're rounds of seven.
Hmm.
And so there's a world, and if you go to seven games every single game or every single series,
yeah,
you will like basically have a whole other season.
Wow.
They're 82 games in the regular season.
That's a
season.
Lot. That is a
then
lot.
Then the postseason, how many games in NHL postseason? I don't know what the max would be because it's round one. 2, 3, 4, 7. 4 times 7, 28.
Huh.
And so another 28 games past 82.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, yeah, there's a lot of games in the NHL season.
Shocking.
Yeah, especially compared to – but then think about basketball also yeah. has a pretty high number.
Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, in the realm of Sistine Chapel – in what year did Michelangelo finish painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? I have my guess.
Same.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. 1632.
1780.
Okay.
Weren't the 1600s in the middle of like the downtime?
1450.
What?
No way. Michelangelo was alive then? Dude, we're learning so much. We're both look. Oh, I think you're.
We're both such optimists.
He was alive. Yeah. 1400s. No way.
That's 14? Crazy. That still exists.
Wait. No, because Wikipedia says he was born in 1475, which was after that. What?
Which still only puts him in 1500.
That's wild. Well, either way, still dope. Okay, he painted the Sistine Chapel. He finished in 1512. Who made this? I don't know if I trust this anymore. Okay, we'll do one more. We'll do one more.
We're big optimists.
Crap. I have to sign up to see the remaining cards, but I saw the last one. In what year did McDonald's introduce the Big Mac? I think I have my answer.
I'm ready. Yeah, same.
All right. Oh, I forgot. Okay, got it. 3, 2, 1, 1978.
1955.
Oh, you're probably right. 68. You win because I went over.
Oh, let's go. Wow.
Fun. Anyway, it's a good game. And it was fun to hear some of these answers. And sometimes they just got crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like a great game.
Yeah. So
I like the.
Oh, I was going to say, apparently it's the most sold party game ever. That's what the box told us. So I've never heard of it, but whatever.
I literally have never heard of it in my life. Yeah. That's an insane label to put on a game that I've never heard of. Yeah. I would have thought, you know, Monopoly.
You'd think. Maybe that doesn't count as a
party. Maybe it's a different
game.
Qualification. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like
maybe
more of
that's
a, board,
a
game.
Board game. We're kind of on the same wavelength right now, man.
I know. Most sold board game.
Listen to the podcast with myself.
Number one is chess. Number two is checkers. Number three is Monopoly. Okay. Well, whatever.
Number four, Clue.
No, Scrabble. Clue is number five.
That was really close.
Nice. Yeah, there's some classic games. Catan made its way to number 14, which is crazy.
That's pretty good for a new game.
Wow. You ever play Cranium?
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah, game slaps. Wow. Man, it's fun stuff.
We were a big board game family as a kid.
Nice. What were some of the classics?
Clue. Clue is a big one.
Mm. Are you good at Clue?
I still, to this day. I mean, I don't know how you're good at Clue. It's kind of a guess, isn't it?
My dad's like pretty good. I think the rest of my family just takes good notes. Yeah. Clue, I take terrible notes.
Actually, I take that back. I was just thinking about it. My mom said she played Clue with my niece this a couple weekends ago. Not niece.
Yeah, I was going to say,
what's
you have a niece
and
now?
Nephew.
That's your sibling's kid.
It would be my second cousin.
Okay.
No, it would just be my cousin. Whoa. Absolute brain fart there. No. So my mom was playing it with my cousin, and she was like, she usually wins, and then she lost. And I was like, yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, why did she always win? I think it was literally like you just said. Like, she was taking good notes, asking good questions. We were always kind of like, formulating these wild theories and then just going for it instead of thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can be good. I don't know how to be good at that game. Like, if you say Professor Plum did it in the library with a candlestick, and then, like, or if I say that somebody shows me a card that's the candlestick, then I know that's not the card. So then right. I just write an X.
And I just put a nice X and,
then
go back to
what I started
thinking
doing,
about your next place to go.
Yeah, because all my siblings and my parents would, like, take crazy extensive notes, like use all the columns on the thing. So I just started doing like one line every time something got mentioned. Maybe if it gets mentioned a lot, then it's not the thing. Never works. But
that's a kind of a creative way though. Start to like just, instead of doing your own research, take notes on everyone else's combined research.
Just see if it works. Last time I only won because I think like people were trying to guess the right answer, and that I think everybody else in my family knew the answer, but there was like a rule that we made at the beginning out of ignorance that you had to be in the location to guess that location to win.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is the actual rule, because we looked it up and it was like, no, that's just kind of
a
misconception, because we couldn't like we couldn't get to the, you know, kitchen or whatever, because people would keep like guessing your character and moving them back to the other room. So then it was like, if Mustard is about to make it to the kitchen, you can just guess Mustard did it in the whatever, and then just move them away. So it's kind of jank. So my siblings were a little annoyed that I won, but nonetheless, took the dub.
That's a pretty creative. I've never heard of a game of Clue finishing like that before.
Yeah.
Like where everyone's racing to the room to guess it. I know. It's like one dude just is in the room and is like, yo, it was this. And it's like, oh, yep, it was.
Yep, you
and
got it.
Like, all right, that was that. And we all were on our own little hunts.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It was really unique because like we were playing pretty much the whole game in this one corner. You know, that's where like kind of all the action was happening. And then the room that it was in was like the other corner. So we had to like, and you only roll like one die. So you can barely go anywhere. So anyway, fun.
I got neighbors outside my window I have perfect view of right now.
Oh, good. Mormons?
Yeah. No.
Okay. You don't know what their religious affiliation is?
I don't know.
If anything, yeah. Okay.
I've actually never talked to them.
Oh. Well, they could be anything.
I haven't talked to yet. They could be anything. I'm pretty sure they're people, though.
Probably. That's a good distinction.
I'm pretty good at identifying them. Those things. People, that is.
Sometimes it's the little things. Like, I just went to the store and I didn't thieve. You know, it's the little things.
Yeah,
I could have.
I wouldn't.
No, yeah,
can't
I mean,
you can catch a felony for it, can't you?
For stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've heard the rumor, as everybody has, that at Walmart, if you steal, they won't run after you. But I don't know. I've never tested that.
I'm pretty sure they won't. Like, if I worked at Walmart, I'm not running after thieves.
Nah, it's like, that's a bummer.
It's kind of like, that's not really my job description.
No.
Also, I think in the training, they tell you not to. Like, most workplaces will tell you not to.
Because, like, then they might shoot you. And it's like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, that's like, all right, now you're dead and you're an employee of ours and we have to cover a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we said we'd take care of you when you were here and now you're dead.
Yeah, the worst part for Walmart is having to hire somebody else because you died.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Those onboarding costs.
I know. That blue vest is a pretty penny, I think.
Not cheap.
No.
Nah, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, no, I don't. Have you seen the stuff out in Cali?
No. What happened?
Dude, it's crazy. There's like basically people, like they had a rule there now where it's like only a misdemeanor if you get caught stealing.
Oh.
Which is like basically nothing. Like a misdemeanor is not bad. And it's kind of like just a free-for-all out there. Like people just running in with bags and just taking everything and leaving.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, what are we doing?
What
have you not seen those videos?
No. I've never heard of her either. You said, or is she married? Mrs. Demeanor?
What?
What?
Oh, misdemeanor.
Ah, stupid. That's my stupid contribution to this story. No, I haven't heard that, though. When did that come into place?
I don't know. I'm just getting over that joke. That's ridiculous. You could have also done like, oh, is that in relation to misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor? No, Mr. Demeanor.
Misdemeanor. Mr. Demeanor.
Like you're talking about the dude?
Mr. Meaner, yeah.
Mr. Demeanor.
No, Mr. Meaner.
No.
No, there's three people. Listen, no, Mitchell, there's three people. There's Miss Demeanor, Mr. Demeanor.
Yeah.
And Mr. Meaner.
Oh, it's a whole another extension branch of the joke.
There's a third person in this name.
I didn't know there's a third
word.
So you're telling me there's a second shooter and a third person?
Yeah, dude.
Dang it.
Jet fuel can't melt. Melt.
Can't melt. Melt.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams either.
Wow. Is that an original thought you just had?
No, explain that for me. That's like basically the idea that there's no way that the Twin Towers could have collapsed because jet fuel does not burn hot enough to melt steel beams that were holding the building up.
Yeah, no, I've heard of that one before. That's a classic.
Yeah, that is classic.
I don't know if it can, but I also don't want to. Yeah, I'm not going to make an official stance on my 9/11 opinions. Take that how you will.
That just sounds like you're denying it.
No, I think it happened. Yeah, I truly do believe, and I think I've talked about this, that Stevie Wonder is not blind because he caught that microphone stand that once. I don't think that he's blind.
And I would buy into that.
I think Helen Keller is the one that taught him how to catch a microphone stand. Because actually, I've heard recently that she didn't even exist, was a rumor, which is crazy.
I like that rumor. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's fun.
No, I definitely think that's the case.
Most people, though, like, if they're going to make up a person, they're like, all right, he was born on Krypton. His parents sent him to Earth or whatever. And now he has powers. Like, but the people that invented Helen Keller are like, all right, she's a person, but she can't see or like talk or like hear, which is fine. But that's just not like necessarily the ideal person. Like, no offense, Helen, if you're listening.
They didn't even make her rich.
No, was she rich?
No, I mean, I thought she was like an orphanage.
Oh, well, but she's inspiring, so that's good.
Oh, no, yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, at least with, you know, Batman, they made him super rich. Like, sure, both his parents died, but he was super rich.
Yeah.
And so it's like, usually when they make someone bad, they're usually like, or something bad happened to someone, like, oh, but they got good stuff. That's otherwise, true. They make him the villain.
Mm. Yeah, Helen.
So maybe Helen Keller's the villain.
She has good motivation, I think, to just start wreaking havoc.
I thought I read something like basically she was like a demon child until they figured out how to chill her out and teach her how to speak and thing and stuff. Probably. Like that.
Dude, if you.
And I think that's honestly just like that was her villain arc, and she should have been allowed to continue being that villain.
That was her calling.
That was. And I think that whoever taught her how to do that stuff really robbed us of a great story of just an insane, deaf, and blind person.
Wow. That's wild.
I think that'd be sick.
What was her...
Just a thought.
What was the person's name that taught her? Like Mary or something?
I have no idea.
Mary, I think her last name might have been Demeanor. I can't
really remember. Oh, yeah. I mean, she was like most commonly referred to as like Miss Demeanor, though.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. She's single. I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Eligible.
Many a man wanted to be the Mr. Demeanor, but most ended up just as Mr. Meaner.
I've come around to Mr. Meaner. I like that joke now. I just could not get it at first. I was like, I didn't know there was a third person involved in this joke.
I think that was a good one.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I had something else to say about that. I don't remember it. Whatever.
I was thinking about this week, talking about, I was going to make a transition statement, like talking about brains, but we weren't really talking about brains, sort of.
I mean,
kind
of.
Technically, everything is.
I'll count it.
So, I think we might have talked about this last week, how I was watching, the videos about the Vision Pro, Apple Vision Pro. Yeah. And anyway, it's, I've been, because of that, I think back on a Marquez Brownlee kick, MKBHD kick.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has his channel. He has it's called Autofocus, and it's like about cars, like EVs, pretty much. And then they also have a podcast called Waveform. I've been listening to that a lot. And they've been talking a lot about Vision Pro. And they were, I think, on one of the latest episodes talking about Mark Zuckerberg, the Zuck, talking about like Meta Quest 3 versus the Vision Pro. And it's funny because Zuck is like, basically, yeah, my product is, better than the Vision Pro, which, of course, he says that. But that is not where this story is necessarily going. But he said something that triggered something else that was a whole different topic. And I'm just curious if your brain works like mine, because when the Zuck was talking about, he was talking about like how the hand tracking on the Meta Quest 3 is like as good or better than the hand tracking on Vision Pro. And the Waveform guys were like, no, I really think that the Apple Vision Pro hand tracking is one of the better features. And comparing that to the Meta Quest 3 is kind of like comparing apples to oranges. And as soon as he said the word Apple, my brain like automatically clicked and was like, hey, there's a pun here somewhere, because he said Apple when he's talking about the Vision Pro. And so that's a pretty like obvious pun moment, but that's, and then after that, like a minute later, they were talking about the like hand gestures, controls, all that, how you can use that to like, you know, look at a window that's open and close it. Like, you know, Safari's open, you can close that window. And my brain clicked again because they said Windows, because that's another like computer OS. And we're talking about Apple, but it's like my mind was subconsciously in the realm of like computers. We were talking about two different companies. Then they say Windows in a different, and I'm like, oh, Windows, like there's a pun that I can use. You know, I can kind of relate this. And that's just, I think my brain is just doing that all day. Because I am thinking of stupid crap like that all day. And sometimes I say it. Sometimes I decide not to because it's not that funny. But I'm just curious, like, does your brain click when there's a trigger word like that that's even remotely related to what you're talking about?
Not that aggressively, no. Like, okay. That's pretty aggressive. I would say, like, I didn't catch either of those.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just kind of like, I don't, unless it's, like, served up to me on a platter. Mm. I'm usually not super susceptible to, or like super acute at finding puns and normal words.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty impressive. Like for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other examples. Cause it even happens with like, if a word sounds like another word, like they rhyme. So if we're talking about, I'm not going to be able to think of an example. If another one happens during the pod, like I'll share, but that's just the way my brain works. It's always kind of running at this level of like, okay, we're now talking about the Sistine Chapel. If, let's say then you quote somebody or you're like, oh, my friend Christine said this, I would, my brain would immediately go, Christine Chapel. Like that's what it would do, you know? Or if you're talking about the Sistine Chapel and then, what's an example? You said my friend's mom's name is Lisa. I would immediately link Mona Lisa, Sistine Chapel, because they're both like art. I don't know if they're even by the same guy. No, Da Vinci. He did that.
I do not even know. Anyway. I think for the rest of this episode, or just maybe the rest of the podcast, you should just spit them out.
Yeah, it just happens a lot. And I usually say them if they're funny, like these little puns.
No, I think even if they're not funny, like I think if you're just like, Mona Lisa, Sistine Chapel.
Christine Chapel.
Christine Chapel. That would kill me, dude. If we were talking about it, I was like, yo, Christine did this. You're like, Christine Chapel. Anyways.
So, but then Christine Chapel, Apple Vision Pro. It all relates.
Oh, my goodness.
It all relates.
It's all one big thing, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Christine Chapel, Apple, Marcus Brownlee, three people.
Yeah. But then
fuel can't melt steel beams.
Oh my gosh. But then you also say Christine Chapel. That's a woman's name. That makes me think of Mary Demeanor, Miss Demeanor. Like that, it all goes back. And I'm always thinking of these callbacks and stuff. And I was curious. Anybody who listens, if your brain works like this, let us know. Give us a 5-star review. You know? Give us a 5-star review on Spotify because we're slowly climbing back to a good ratio on there. We're at like 2.8 or 2.9. Yeah. So
who did that, man?
I think it was Mr. Meaner. He screwed us over, dude.
I mean, it's in his name, dude.
He's mean.
No, he's meaner.
You're a meaner one, Mr. Meaner.
That's good.
That's all I had written down was just my brain. But
did you just have that as a topic?
Yeah, I had like all those main points written down so I wouldn't forget stuff.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't have any topics to bring to the table. I'm trying to think. Oh, I've been hitting. I won. I think I had an all-time. I've been. Okay, we're just going to restart this entire thing.
Okay.
My two most recent games I've attended at the Nationwide Arena for the Blue Jackets have both been absolutely insane. Both times I put wagers on the game, two apiece. And both times they hit. And both times the home team matches up against a team that is not that good. And yet somehow, some way, those rapscallions over on the ice that call themselves the Blue Jackets, oh, they find a way. They find a way to win. and they do it. And it's just been fantastic because I'm looking at my bank account, money. Looking at the screen, money. Looking at the players down there.
Money.
Money. It's fantastic. Cha-ching. I've been having a great time at the Nationwide Arena.
Wow.
And I'm going again with some good buddies coming up about 7 days. This is an official invite to all the Bagel Gang.
Yeah, Bagel Gang, come to the game with us.
Next Monday.
Was it the
6
4th?
p.m.?
Or the 7th?
7? In the evening. Hockey.
That song is so good. That's perfect. I wasn't even alive really during the Bulls run in the 90s, but I still feel it.
If you were alive during the Bulls run, would you be a Bulls fan?
Yeah, I think everybody was a Bulls fan.
I don't know. I have a Dennis Rodman on the Pistons jersey.
Oh, okay. Kind of fun.
Which is kind of funny now because the Pistons are terrible.
Oh, rip.
Oh, they are so bad. It's crazy.
Did he play Pistons after the Bulls?
No, before.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't know where in his career that happened, but fun.
That's where he was first noticed for his flagrant defensive style.
Mm. Very cool. Yeah, I'd probably be into the Bulls. Although, like, you do think about kind of the equivalent to that right now is probably Mahomes and the Chiefs, just, like, kind of dominant, and most people hate them. So it's like, I bet there were a lot of Bulls haters, but now, years later, it's like, yeah, it was kind of awesome, yeah. You know?
So I've been watching, actually, on Apple TV, it's called Dynasty, the Patriots Dynasty.
Okay.
And so it's interesting because they're going through stuff that I'm kind of like, man, like this is history, but I was like, I kind of remember that. Like it's weird that it's like immortalized. Like the Patriots dynasty is over. Like they are not the kings of football anymore. Yeah. And realistically, they've almost gotten a level scarier where no one's even talking about how bad they are anymore.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like how often do you hear something like, yo, the Patriots are terrible?
Never. It's always about how good terrible, they were.
Yes. Now you've fallen from being terrible but noticeable, like the Broncos or I don't know who else was losing a ton. I guess the Patriots were kind of noticeable, but if you weren't watching football, you didn't talk about the Patriots ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy where it's like, whoa. But back in the day, being a kid in the middle school on the East Coast in New Hampshire, that's all that you knew. It was just like, the Patriots are the best and they always will be the best and Tom Brady will win every single Super Bowl. What do you mean?
Wow.
So.
That's interesting.
I've been thinking about that. Just as far as sports dynasties go and the changing of hands. It's like, well, what happened to the old one?
Wow. That is really interesting. Yeah.
On the upside.
No, go for it.
On the upside, it's a run that's so memorable.
Mm-hmm.
That like that will be immortalized forever because that's the most Super Bowls ever won by a coach, ever won by a player.
Yeah.
So,
who was the coach during that era?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, it was him. Okay. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. But. And it's crazy too because now Belichick and Brady are both out of the league.
Yeah.
So, it's nuts.
Well, because he just retired? Is that right?
Belichick got low-key fired, I'm pretty sure, from the Patriots. And then I know he's been applying around. I don't know if he's landed anywhere, though.
Oh. Okay.
So I think he's still out of the league.
Saban just left, right?
Saban just retired.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
A lot of coaching changes. You have Saban, you have Belichick, you have Seahawks guy, Pete Carroll.
Mm,
no?
Yeah.
Yes? Pete Carroll?
Sounds right. I mean, I don't really pay that much attention.
He's gone too, so kind of nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
I learned an interesting fact yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That Belichick played, I didn't know he was with the Browns as long as he was. And then also a fact I already knew, Belichick and Saban were on the same team at one point.
Mm. Wow.
Like coaching the same team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When?
As offensive,
like what team?
And defensive. I think it was the Browns for like 1 or 2 years.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Dang. Dude, imagine if they had stuck with the Browns. I mean,
both of them just
the world would have turned into the world would
dude,
have.
Dude, imagine the power of Alabama football and the Patriots football combined into one team.
I know.
That'd be crazy.
I guess either
they wouldn't lose ever.
Either the Browns would have just popped off, or Belichick and Saban would have just been nobodies. You know,
it's yeah, 50.
I guess it's either or, but that would have been hilarious. Have Browns ever like been to a Super Bowl? Because they've never won. But
I think they've been to a couple. They've never won. I didn't know that.
I don't think so. I mean, last I checked, I think it's like them, Jaguars, a couple other teams that have like never won.
I know the Vikings. I don't think they have. No.
No, yeah, they have. They've never been to the Super Bowl. One of four teams.
Yeah.
Browns, Lions. Yeah, rip. This year, man. Texans and Jaguars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have never been?
Never been.
Whoa, so not even played in.
Dude, poor Lions. I do.
Yeah, the Lions are really old. How do they still not have that figured out?
I feel for them. And obviously, I mean, they hadn't been to a playoff game in a long time, like 30 years or something. So they've been bad.
Maybe I liked the Lions this year. I was a fan of them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As of the end of the season, that's over now. And I'm kind of in free agency right now. So any NFL teams who would like my fanship for the upcoming season, let me know. Jacksonville Jaguars. Maybe.
Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
Oh, that makes me think of Joseph.
Is that The Good Place?
Yeah. Because that's like his one like impression voice that he can do is like, Bortles. ask me as Joseph to do a Trump impression.
Can you do a Trump impression?
Yeah.
I have the best house ever. It's the best. Nobody's better. I'm going to be president for 16 years in a row. First one to ever do it. Fantastic. You is like that your Trump?
Well, that's my Trump as Joseph. Who can only do one. No, I don't really have a great Trump, but
I love that. I love that. That's now a staple impression.
Yeah,
like that's like so funny. It's like he's also a presidential candidate, but also a staple impression. If you can't do Trump, you're not good at impressions.
Yeah. So this Italian guy came over the other night, and he said, "Do you have any spaghetti?" Do you get it?
No.
The joke is that Joseph only knows one voice, so if he does any impression, it's just that voice.
Oh, it's just going to be... How was I supposed to get that?
I don't know.
How was I just supposed to pick that up?
I personally thought it was funny, but...
That is super good. I just didn't get it at first. Every joke he does is just the Blake Bortles impression.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I like that. Patrick Mahomes. My coach is Andy Reid.
Anyway, enough Chiefs talk.
Yeah, honestly, people are going to think we're Chiefs fans. It'd be the worst.
I kind of like them.
Bandwagon. Is it because Ghost Runners are both Chiefs fans?
It honestly kind of is because they just, they talk about it a lot.
No, that makes sense if you're around a team. Well, I mean, that's kind of why.
Yeah.
I've grown some allegiance to the Blackhawks, yikes, to the Blue Jackets and a little bit to the Indians. I think the Guardians.
Yeah, I was going to say, excuse me.
I might be switching to the Reds this season, though. They have a lot of history that I'm kind of interested in, so we'll see.
Okay. Dude, we should go to a Reds game.
They would do that.
I would love that. I've wanted to since I've
been I
moved
going
back.
To. I like those. There's one out here called the Columbus Clippers. That's a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they minor league?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know what level, but yeah, they're minor league.
Yeah, there's, I mean, Dayton
they're
Dragons
cent
is minor league
dog.
As well.
Yeah, they're 10-cent hot dog level minor league.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. I love, like, baseball games. Super fun.
They're very fun. I had a great time. I went last year once.
Yeah. I got this app recently that my friend Aaron told me about called Memento. Have you heard of this? It's like, do you know, like, Goodreads or Letterboxd?
Yeah.
It's basically that, but for, like, live sports events. You can track... The games you go to, you can like post a photo, you know, how was the experience, who'd you go with? It was just like a fun way to remember what games you've been to. So I'll send it to you. It's fun. I haven't been to that many games, but they also, what?
I would just like put down like what I bet and what I won that day.
Yeah.
Great game. Bet this, won this.
You can do whatever you want. FanDuel. With it. Yeah. So, I think it's still in like the beta phase. So I don't even know if you search it, if you can find it. So kind of write in on the
kind of invite only on this. So like, be careful if you get it, just like, no, yeah, it's an invite only, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Use code BAGELGANG at checkout for 10% off.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, dude. We should. We should. How do you get sponsors?
I think you get a lot of listeners, and then people say, okay, that's enough where people might buy the product, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe you just have to ask companies, like, hey, I have a podcast that I do every week, and... do you want to sponsor?
Aren't they supposed to come to us, though?
I think you can go to companies. I mean, DM. Maybe this week I'll send some DMs. Just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about, we could also write, remember how we wrote our own ads for the radio show?
Yeah.
We could just write our own ads for the show, too, and just run them consistently. If we like make a couple skits that we really like.
Just play the same skit every episode.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like a really short one, like 30 seconds. You could,
though, like the Waveform podcast, they are only sponsored right now by Visible, which is like some cell phone provider or whatever. And yep, they run the same Visible ad like 6 times in an episode. And it's super annoying, but like, I guess you can get away with it.
No, ours wouldn't even be an ad, though. It just would be like a same thing we did with the radio show.
Yeah.
Like highly sound designed comedy or realistic skit that we write, and we just drop it.
Kind of fun.
I don't know, unless you just want to make it once and just tag it in an episode sometime.
Well, here's what I want. I want to get a company to sponsor us because then they give us a lot of money and we're rich.
I would agree with that.
So I actually don't care.
Wait, we should
really
just do that then.
I don't care about the quality of our podcast. I really just care about the monetary value, which is why we're on year what, 4, and we've only made like $3,
you know? I think that's what I've always kind of, what's kept me going through all these years is this money it's bringing in. I can't do without it.
Yeah. In another 3 years, we'll have enough money to buy a vanilla latte from Starbucks. So like,
and I'm personally, that's going to be the best vanilla latte I've ever had.
We're going to have to share it, but
yeah, obviously. You know?
So we actually, I think back in the day, we probably made like $20 from selling stickers. So that's not bad.
Yeah, that was fun.
I have it here, actually.
I have it on the back of my computer.
Wait. Oh, where is it? Sorry. You're gonna have to keep talking.
We should make Everything Bagel podcast t-shirts. I think that'd be pretty cool. Put a big old logo on the front, and then we could sell them on AliExpress in bulk only, so people can't help.
I found the money.
You had a couple of the stickers left.
No, I found the money. Give me the money.
How much money is there?
Look at this. Let's see what we got.
Okay, but so, honestly, low-key in college, it was kind of cool making money off something we made.
One of these that we used to send with the sticker.
That is nice. With our old logo.
Hey, thank you for listening to our podcast and for buying our sticker. We're super glad you enjoy the random things we talk about. It means a lot to us. Keep on telling your friends and your dog and your boss and your uncle about the podcast. Also, hit us up with a picture of where you put your sticker. Fun because we only had like 4 episodes at that point, so there wasn't that much for them to listen to.
That is crazy. 4 episodes in, we're immediately like, you know what we need? We need merch.
Honestly, I really like these stickers.
I do too.
Didn't
we do the $1 get 10 stickers deal?
Yeah. I have $2.
$2.
I mean, if you want one of these, in there? You want one of these dollars. Yeah, that's all.
Oh, man.
I think at some point I made like a spreadsheet or something that was all the money we made. We're just entrepreneurs, truly.
I think that's the main thing. We start small, and then we're going to grow here.
It would be fun to make like a nice shirt or hat or something, you know, just like actually, way nicer than like, it needs to be.
Yeah.
We would like lose a
champion
money on it,
crew neck. That's gray.
That would be sick.
Rachel loves a gray crew neck.
We'll look into it and see what happens. But I think that would be so funny.
Embroidered and stitched.
That would be awesome.
With high quality cottons.
Wow. Well, figured out.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, I have about 5 more minutes before I have to head out.
We can wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to share? I only had that one thing written down from the week.
And that was just brain work funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been, I know I mentioned Fortnite. I have been playing Fortnite the past couple days because I finally have like a video game system that I can play stuff on. And oh, I finally bought an SD card for it so I can play Fortnite now, and I stink at it. But I did get second the other night in a round, which was crazy.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've been, just real quick, my last bit too. Yeah. I've been thinking about getting a gaming console. I know I've told you I have been.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be really, really fun and a nice way to kill time. But also, I'm afraid of how much time I have and how easily it could kill a lot of time. And then I'm like, oh, shoot. You know?
That's fair.
So I don't know. We'll see.
I will say I had this grand goal of reading a lot of books this year. And since I bought my Switch, I haven't read. So, but that's okay. I enjoy it, and I think it's really fun. And maybe I'm just not a reader. Some people aren't readers. Some people I respect aren't readers.
Yeah.
But I can also, I think I'll meet my goal, I think. I just have to, I'll get back into a season of reading probably in a couple of months. That's just kind of how I work. So, but I will say, you will probably have a lot of time eating up.
But yeah.
It's fun.
But also at the same time, I can afford that because I have a lot of time anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking about the other day, like, so many of my favorite, like, memories as a kid are, like, playing video games, honestly. So many of my good, favorite memories. So I really think, like, I know video games do get a bad rep. I don't think they need to.
I think there's a level to video games that's, like, super good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't, maybe it's just the type. Because I know some people can, like, actually be a really big issue where they literally can't get off the video games.
Well, yeah. But I also, I know a lot of people. This is theoretical. I don't really know. I'm not thinking of a specific person who would, like, watch, you know, 4 hours straight of Netflix and then criticize somebody for playing 4 hours of a video game. And that doesn't really sit right with me. Because both.
That's crazy. Yeah, they're equally.
And honestly, I would say video games. One
could be considered more engaging.
Yeah, I think video games are probably more of a way to build that, like, I don't know, some motor skills. It's a way to, like, improve, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep.
Pattern recognition. Because
it is, yeah, but honestly, it does help. It can be a way to spark some creativity, honestly. The music is really good in games, typically. If you're playing with people, it's kind of social.
Obviously, I know a lot of people that play Community, and it's like a very social thing for them. Like one of my coworkers, he guys like kind of like, yeah, I don't have a lot of friends outside of work, and it's kind of like, but I have a lot of friends like online outside of work, and we'll meet up in real life and stuff like that. But that's how he maintains his friend group. I'm like, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think that's sustainable forever. But like for a season, if that's the people you're spending time with, and it's like good for you, cool. Like that's there's a lot of worse things you could be doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm on the side of video games don't need to get a lot of hate. And I think I was watching, just really quick, I was watching a video about Wii Sports Resort the other day. And basically it was like the first few minutes were kind of the history of the Wii and how Reggie, who's like the guy who was the president of Nintendo of America, when the Wii came out, he was like, I bet you don't know anybody who has never played or who has never watched TV or has never watched a movie. But I bet you know a lot of people who have never played a video game, and they kind of made the Wii as a way to like get that to the masses. And honestly, that's cool. I think it's a medium that should be
super smart.
Appreciated on more of a wide scope. So
what was that video called? I want to watch that.
Yeah, it's by, have you heard of Eddie Burback?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and his brother, they have a channel just called Burback, and they did a video on Wii Sports Resort. And it honestly like was kind of emotional.
I'm gonna watch that right after this.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the first few minutes are just like history of the Wii. Pretty cool. So,
I like history.
I don't stand by every video game, but that is my take. I like a lot of video games. Sue me for it.
Oh, I'll sue you for that.
Okay. That's, thank goodness, because I could not afford that right now.
Yeah, me neither, to be honest. You got me too.
Who's got the time?
Not me.
Yeah.
I actually do have the time, plenty of time. So.
Anyway, good episode. Right, good kind of succinct episode.
I liked it. Had a good time.
I feel like I had a lot of energy. I feel like you had a lot of energy, so we're chilling.
Yeah. I agree. Dude. All right.
That's what happens.
Thank you for watching and listening.
Hey, thank you guys. Probably not.
FBI watching. Agents, thanks for watching.
Well, they're always watching, so I don't, it's kind of their job. But thank you anyway. Hey, guys.
Yeah, thank you anyways.
Yep.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go play some pickleball. You're going to watch some Burback. It's a good afternoon.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All righty, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bagel.